What's going on? Zayna here. Gonna keep this really short today. As always, with a episode of What You Know, or anytime I post anything, it's pretty much low quality, low know-how, low tech, low resolution. But it's unedited, it's unscripted, and it's, like I continue to say, it's just a regular dude making some observations, trying to figure all of this crazy stuff out. And yes, I have conservative libertarian values, but that doesn't mean that I'm not open to talking to people. I think I said yesterday in a brief check-in that I hope to do that with somebody that I connected with on social media later this week. Discuss the reparations issues, maybe hopefully get onto some other topics as well. You never know. So I know there are people out there that are receptive, and I'm receptive. So that does give me some hope. I still have hope, but it's dampened. Turn off my ringers here because I'm on call from work. That hope is kind of dampened a little bit when I read things like I did about the story in Los Angeles with those two police officers. That's just senseless killing, and I'm, you know, who knows if it was just a lone wolf acting on their own, or if they were affiliated with any number of organizations. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to peg that on anybody, and I just, because the reality is, I mean, who knows at this stage? I don't even know the update on how the officers are doing. Who knows if the people who showed up at the emergency room to, in the most disgusting, horrifying fashion, try to prevent these human beings from getting care? Now, I'm sure. Although I hope that I'm incredibly wrong on this, I feel very confident that there will be a handful of people who will justify this in some way, saying that because of police brutality in the past, because of A, B, and C, these two random police officers sitting in their car, I believe both people who have children, although I'm not sure, I would have to check the details on that, that justifies them being ambushed and in essence an attempted assassination. They'll say, well, you know, that's justified because police busted down the door of Breonna Taylor in a no-knock warrant and Breonna Taylor got shot. Officer Tatum made a video recently uncovering some facts about that kind of put things in a different light, but still, I still recognize someone lost their lives. I support Rand Paul's bill as a libertarian to eliminate no-knock warrants, but I'm also not a law enforcement officer. All I'm getting at there, and I digress as I always do, is that there will be people who will justify that act. That's terrorism. That's terrorizing a community. It's terrorizing a community. There's black communities that are being terrorized by this, white communities that are being terrorized by all this stuff, and then you're terrorizing individuals. And then the other thing that I'll mention is the story, you know, about the Rochester situation. Let's see here. What does it say? Rochester officers cover names on their badges after protesters shout their names. Shout their addresses, kids' names, and make taunting calls to parents in front of them. I mean, when I saw the kids' names thing, I mean, that's some gangsterism right there, really. It's kind of like, you know, you're holding the kids hostage. You're using the children as a pawn, and that's terrorism. I mean, it really is in its rawest form. What these individuals are engaging in is terrorism. It's not productive. It doesn't help. It heightens tensions, which I don't know if that's what they want. But if people really wanted to solve problems, I'm hard-pressed to concede that there's no other way to do it. It's horrifying reading things like this. It's horrifying that people behave like this. I think, too, that when I read something like that, I can't not help but think to myself, when that individual in this particular picture, holding up a phone to an officer taunting him, terrorizing his family, when this little punk kid, who probably is a jobless loser, seriously, I'm serious, that's probably what he is. I said probably because I'm speculating, but no people with, you know, lots to deal with act like this. What's he going to do when he needs to call 911? Who's he going to call? Is he equipped to take care of himself? Is he going to threaten if someone is breaking into his house and they're armed and they're, you know, seeking to cause him physical harm or his family or whomever? What's he going to do? Threaten to dox them? Stop it right there. Stop it right there. I'll find out where you live and I'll post that on the internet. You think they're going to care? You know, you're going to call the police, you fool. Unless you are equipped with weapons and you're a law-abiding gun owner and you have an education on how to use those tools to defend yourself in those circumstances. In which case, you're still going to have to call 911 after you deal with it anyway or as it's in progress, because the idea would be hopefully that you don't have to discharge your weapon. You can hold the situation at bay until the police get there. None of these people have thought those things through, or a lot of these people haven't thought those things through, because my guess is they've never had to call 911, or at least not recently. But what happens when you do? I joke all the time saying, oh, I'd love to be there to see that moment where, you know, you're suffering, but I don't. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. It's hard not to want to see that sometimes with the way these people are behaving. This isn't solving anything. And they're only ratcheting it up. And the media is complicit. Frankly, on both sides. You know? There's just so much going on. And it's hard not to think that it's, I don't know about by design. Harris and I were talking about this yesterday. Harris would say it's absolutely scripted and by design to divide us. I think that that is half true and half not, but the more time goes on, I'm kind of led to believe, like, what else could it be? This is not a legitimate reaction to oppression for a lot of reasons that I'll list another time. I'm sorry, but it is just not. It's not. And you have a lot of people from the minority community supporting, like, the overall cause, but also saying, like, what's going on here? You know, you destroyed my business, or how does this help a movement, or what are you hoping to accomplish with this? And even though they stand in somewhat solidarity with the bigger context, like, idea that, you know, that Black Lives Matter and that reform might be needed in lots of different areas, they have all kinds of names that they're deemed enemies too. So how can it really be about racial justice? What is this really about? What's the agenda? Changing society. Dividing the body politic, dividing the humans, balkanizing us. I don't know, people. But I'm open to talk to anybody who's open-minded enough to actually have a conversation about how we address individuals behaving like that. Because when, you know, we just can't have that in a civil society, and I think everyone knows that. This has got to stop, and I mean, like, yesterday. Everyone have a safe Sunday. Thank you.